ready? Look, I was waiting.
Good morning. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Sorry for the delay. I'm back there waiting for the bell. And the bell beat me by, 5 minutes or something like that? So, anyhow. Yeah, and I made the dash from Phillips. I was wondering how that would... That's why you got short M's. Give me more time to make the transition. So, welcome to worship today. It says who I am in the bulletin, but in case somebody's listening, I'm Pastor Luttles, semi-retired, as they say, and enjoy helping out at different churches in the area and leading them in worship. So, today, may the Lord bless our worship together, and we'll begin with the first hymn. Than 1,000 elsewhere.
I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord,
Teach me your paths.
Sanctify us in your truth.
Your word is truth.
From the rising of the sun to its setting.
The name of the Lord is to be praised.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May be seated. We continue with the Old Testament lesson. My fault. We're on mechanical, right? Okay.
Became impatient on the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we loathe this worthless food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, so that many people of Israel died. And the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people, and the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten, when he sees it, shall live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and set it on a pole. And if a serpent bit anyone, he would look at the bronze serpent and live. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please read along with me Psalm 107, verses 1 through 9.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things.
The epistle lesson is from James chapter 1, verses 23 through 27. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away, and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, bearing no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. For if anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his heart, this person's religion is worthless. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to visit orphans and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained from the world. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Please rise for the gospel. Holy Gospel recorded in John chapter 16, verses 23 through 33. Jesus said, "In that day you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world. And now I am leaving the world and going to the Father." His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered each to his own home and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
We continue with the catechetical review. How to be doers, as we just heard of the word, the Ten Commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant, or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor. We join in confessing our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And we pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May be seated. And do we have any children here today? Take my spectacles off so I can see. there we go. Good. How are you today? Why don't you have a seat on the steps there? Hi. How are you? All right. So what are your names to begin with?
Catherine, Addie,
McKenzie. Well, welcome and glad to see you here today. Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever played the game hide and seek?
Yes.
Yes, right. Great. Now, when you play that game, what is the main thing you do in the game?
You then, two persons hide, and then one counts, and then they find them.
Great. Very good.
And then they're the counter.
Uh-huh. Very good. You're a smart little girl. I asked college graduates how they play the game hide and seek, and they couldn't get all the things done or tell me how they were doing. I don't know, Grandpa. I don't know. They know. I have to take them along and straighten them out. Very good. So, yeah, one person is it, and then the rest go and hide, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to go and find them. Okay, you got to say that they're ready. That's good. That's good. You wait for them then.
Or they will know where they are.
Okay. Now, why did I ask you if you played the game hide and seek? Well, today, our theme is seek first the kingdom of God. We could also say seek Jesus. Do we seek Jesus? Is that why we're here today, to seek Jesus?
Yes.
Yes, we're here to seek Jesus. And we're gonna find him in the Bible, and we're going to find him in the hymns we sing and in the responses we say. Yeah. Okay. Excellent, excellent. So we're here to seek God, but do you have some parents out there? Are your parents out there? Grandma, Grandpa? Who brought you here today? Okay, Auntie and Uncle. Thank you very much. Now, you know what one of their jobs is? To help you seek Jesus. And they're doing that by bringing you to church today. So together, we can seek Jesus. And so as we worship
the whole service, we're always seeking Jesus, getting to know him better. And why do we want to believe in Jesus? What did he do for us?
He gave us water and food.
Yes, yeah.
And sunlight.
And sunlight. But he did something even greater than that. You forgot. You're honest, girl. All right. Yeah. He saved us from sin, death, and the devil. The devil. Yes. The devil is a fallen angel that, if you go back to the beginning of Genesis, he wanted to be God. And so he tried to overthrow God. But he wasn't to do that, was disobeying. He was supposed to serve God. So when he tried to overthrow God, then God said, well, now you're no longer going to be saved from sin and death. And so he even tempted, you ever heard of Adam and Eve?
No.
No? Okay. They were the first man and woman. And the devil, he tempted Adam and Eve, and he got them to sin. So they needed a savior from that sin. And from when the devil made them sin, that meant they would also someday die. But Jesus came to be our savior. He suffered and died on the cross. Have you ever heard about that? For our sins?
On the TV before.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's why we're here, remember? We're here to seek and to learn. So, Jesus came, and he suffered and died on the cross, and then he rose from the dead, and everybody who believes in him will also be able to overcome sin and will one day be with him forever and ever. You had a question?
I believe in
God. Good. We believe, what did we just say in the creed? We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Yes. That's, yeah, he invites us to pray, doesn't he? He invites us to talk to him. You bet.
Before we eat.
Oh, before you eat is a good time. Before you go to sleep is a good time. And any time during the day, you can talk to him because he's always there to listen to you. And he's always...
Playing.
Yeah, and when you're playing, and he's always there to take care of you. So we're thankful for that. So in closing today, we'll have a prayer, but I want to reemphasize what I said before. Every day, in every way, we seek Jesus. Okay? All right, let's have a little prayer. Can we fold our hands? Yeah. Dear Jesus, thank you for saving us from sin, death, and Satan. We pray that you would continue to keep us in your care and protection, not only today, but all of our lives. This we pray in Jesus' name. May your will be done. Amen. Okay. Is my brain remembering, is there supposedly a treat basket or not? It's right there. You got her. Why don't you bring that little bugger out here? Bring it out here. And you can make a choice, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hold it. All right. Oh, did Pastor Morshing put a lid on it so the mice couldn't get it? Whoops. But all right. Take your pick. Okay. Got one, two?
And no, I just need a one.
Or you need a Trinitarian number, three. All right. Okie dokie. I'm glad you're not getting your hand stuck in the jar. You got it? Who was that monkey? What's that story? He got trapped. Curious George. Yeah, we didn't have any Curious George today. They all got away free. Okay. I'm not sure where they got it from. But okay. Then we're on the sermon hymn 712. Seek ye first the kingdom of God
and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for this beautiful weather day, for this opportunity to gather as your people, to sing your praises, to have you speak to us in your holy word, and to encourage us in our faith. Send your Holy Spirit into our hearts and minds to give us understanding, application, and commitment to serving you. This we pray, knowing it is your will. Amen. Grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The topics that a guy could preach on today are endless. Liturgically, this is called Rogate Sunday. Well, what does Rogate mean? Well, it talks about the care and stewardship of the earth. The first parish I served back in Minnesota was a farming community, and it was what you would label cash croppers. These were farms that ran thousands of acres. And so we did do Rogate Sunday, where we asked God to bless the seeding and the growth and the crop, and then the whole farming process. Today, we could also take time to celebrate Memorial Day, the day that we remember all those who gave of their lives so that you and I could have the freedom to worship, the freedom to talk, the freedom to practice our faith. And so that could also be celebrated today. If we look ahead a little bit, and I didn't check your calendar, so I don't know if on Thursday you're celebrating Ascension. I know in my 50 plus years of ministry, it often got left out of the process. But I still would try to have an Ascension Day service, and I would tell the people, I'll be here. You're welcome to come and join me. And some would come. And why do we celebrate Ascension? I'm going to do it next week at Emmanuel and Mellon. We celebrate that because 40 days after Easter, Christ took his disciples out to the mount, And remember now, this is a couple thousand years ago, so they didn't have all the technology and all the things they could do to make something look real. He was real. He said to the disciples, Acts 1:8, one more time, the Great Commission, and then he just took off. No jetpacks, just took off up in the sky, and two angels showed up, as they often do, and said, why do you stand here looking up into the sky? Don't you know this same Jesus who you just saw ascend into heaven is coming back in like manner? And here we are. You ready? We're waiting for him to come back in like manner. Wouldn't that surprise the heck out of you if ascension was followed up by his coming back today? So we want to keep in mind ascension. And this is also that great time of the year of graduation. Ah, yes. One of my grandsons graduated a week ago, a year early from high school. Toot my own horn. And so he's interested, though, in being a diesel mechanic. But there's all kinds of graduations going on. And graduation is a time when we acknowledge God's gift to these graduates. And they don't just have to be young people. They can be all ages. And so we thank and praise God for enabling these people to reach this point in their lives. And we pray that they would continue to grow in their faith and their service to God as he gives them opportunities. And a couple other things we could observe. If my understanding is correct, I think you had a funeral here yesterday. Is that true? Okay. And we also could dwell on the fact that, yeah, unfortunately, someday we're going to die. And some of us, God decides to give a second round. You're looking at somebody who was resuscitated four times on the operating table. And God apparently decided he wasn't done with me yet. I got work to do and in many facets. But funerals, I get a little cringy when they talk about celebration of life. It's actually celebration of death, which takes us to the next level, eternal life. And hallelujah for that. And so we pray for comfort and care for those individuals who have lost a loved one. And this is also the first big weekend of what? Summer vacation, holiday, and that's good. One more time at our house, except for Sam, one grandson, all of us were able to come together for Memorial Day. And so that is good for families to take that time to be together. But as I said earlier, we want to remember those who gave their lives for us so we could celebrate Memorial Day. So all of these have an underlying essential, as shown by our text. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Unless these topics are pursued with the purpose of discovering God's plan of salvation for one's life, they are done in vain. Today's lessons illustrate this fact. The Old Testament lesson for today, once again, the Israelites show a lack of faith. We could label them impatient people. And they also lack obedience to God and his plan of salvation. God delivered them from cruel bondage and slavery. Rather than being thankful and obedient, they began grumbling and complaining, conceding to self-centered physical mental needs, resulting in rebellion against God, his word, and his will. Once again, out of love, desiring his people be saved, God allows a wake-up call to afflict them. Poisonous serpents appear and people die. The Israelites plead for mercy. God tells Moses to mold a bronze serpent and put it on a pole. And all who look, believing and repenting upon the pole serpent are saved physically and spiritually. Once again, we are given a snippet of what I would call serpent theology. We heard a little bit of it in the children's message. But that poor old serpent, but on the other hand, we know the connection. From the garden until today, snakes get a bad rap, but justifiably so, because there is that evil association. So we must ask ourselves, what do we learn from this Old Testament event? Sinful people follow in the Israelites' footsteps. How so? Rejecting and rebelling against God's word and will. We see evidence of that every day. We just did the Ten Commandments. That covers a lot of turf. And then if you turn on the news or you look at this sorts of information, we are bombarded by being afflicted by sin. So sinful people follow in the Israelites' footsteps, rejecting and rebelling against God's word and will, bringing varying affliction to ourselves, resulting in God's allowing different recall conditions to take place in our lives. But we need to also remember and take heart. God loves us and would have all to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I hope that's a verse that you memorize sometime in your life, and it's a verse that you can go back to for consolation. Scripture teaches us the cycle of life as follows. We sin, we repent, we receive forgiveness, we're restored for service. Oops, but there we go, then we're back to repent or to sin. Yeah, that vicious cycle all too often dominates our lives. But we need to remember that healing comes with God's gift of faith, namely the forgiveness of sins. Unfortunately, that can be rejected, and we call that the one unforgivable sin. There is evidence of this process all over the place. It can be shown in the respect for life, whether it's abortion or senseless shootings or different suicide attempts, terrorism, whatever it may be. Those are a result of sin, but hopefully they're not the end. And then we could also look at the grievous condition in our country of transgenderism, homosexuality, lesbianism, distorting God's image and gift of our bodies and our souls, and trafficking. What a tragedy. To care that little about a person that you would sell them into bondage and slavery just for your own individual gain. And really, a lot of this boils down to idolatry, that first commandment, you shall have no other gods. People are tricked in their sinfulness to think they can save themselves. And so they make idols. I was listening to a part of the Lutheran Hour on the way here today, and they had a pastor on there who was blind. And they were talking, or he was being interviewed, and he said one of the most frustrating things for him in his life was people would ask him, what sin, what did you do wrong that you're blind? And the follow-up often is, well, not only what did you do that was wrong, but you mustn't have enough faith. If you had more faith, you would be healed, because people tried to heal them. And I remember in my 50 plus years of ministry, I had different people join the church that I was serving, and they said they came from another church that had told them they didn't have enough faith. What a travesty for somebody to pass that judgment. And we would be amiss with a couple other examples of sin in our world. Have you noticed how much of our world is dominated by lying, deceiving, cheating? They seem to come second nature, and often the argument and the logic is, well, the end justifies the means. No. No, we need to pay attention to God and His Word and what He requires of us, but keeping in mind that unfortunately we daily sin much and indeed deserve nothing but God's wrath and punishment. So we trust in His salvation, in His forgiveness to get us back on track. But then we also should note the ways to combat our sinful condition. Paul writes, here's a good remedy, and it would be the alternative epistle lesson for today. But I figured we needed to include it. I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made for all people, believers and unbelievers alike, for kings and all who are in high positions. Wow, what an appropriate and excellent reminder as we celebrate Memorial Day, remembering and honoring those who gave their lives to help preserve freedom. Paul puts it beautifully, this we do, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all people to be saved from sin, death, and Satan, and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Can you imagine if this was the message of the media and the church at large? Why should this be the case? Well, what is our text? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Wow. Paul continues telling the truth. There is only one true triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. There is only one mediator between God the Father and man, the man Christ Jesus. Therefore, we don't need any Saint Mary or any of the saints or all those rites and rituals, because we can go right to the top. We have the invitation from Christ. He is the one mediator that we need and that is available for us. Christ is our mediator because He, and He alone, paid the ransom for the sins of all people through His suffering, death, and resurrection. You and I are daily called to give testimony of this good news. That's what James 1:22 was all about. Be doers of the word and not hearers only. I don't want to sound like I'm special or something, but unless I stay at home all by myself, I dearly find a day I don't run into an opportunity to witness. Wheelway had their big car sale. So, cheap old me, I went up to get my $5. No, I actually was looking for a car for two people I know who desperately need a car, and I thought, well, maybe it could help them out. And so the salesman I got lined up with was from out of state, had had quadruple bypass, and we had things in common. And so we got talking about this, that, and the other, and an opportunity to once again touch base on our faith. The roots were there, but they were a little bit far back. You know, you've heard the phrase, if God seems like he's far away, guess who moved? Guess who moved? Not God. We usually do a good job of that. So we're to be doers of the word and not hearers only. The disciples had been given the Great Commission, you know. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the ends of the earth. How true it is. They were also given on-the-job training. They were given a crash course in discipleship. They found themselves flip-flopping between thinking they knew what was going on and not knowing what was going on. And not knowing what was going on, they needed Jesus and the Holy Spirit to teach them, to teach the disciples to constantly be seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Christ provides another key to discipleship, and I quote, "Whatever you ask the Father, that is God in my name, he will give it to you. When you pray, you do so in the context, for what you pray is God pleasing and Christ-like. If you do, you will receive, and your joy will be full." Jesus knew the disciples' faith would be daily tested, physically, mentally, spiritually. Jesus knew that they would face difficult and ongoing tribulation as they lived and proclaimed the gospel. Remember, they were all martyred except for the Apostle John. That is why Jesus said to them, "I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world." What tribulations are you presently facing or dealing with? Health? Financial? Relational? Marriage in the family? Vocational? Death? The list is endless, isn't it? Every day we are tested, and we need to remember to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Jesus already overcame sin, death, and Satan. He overcame anything and everything the devil and this sinful world could throw at us. And we need to focus on the end. We have that promise. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believeth in me will never die spiritually. We will live for eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. And thank you for all that you give us and do for us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we continue with the offering. Each get two? Just one? Well, take that one. I'll take this. Okay. We're doing our juggling act. Please rise. Seek the Lord while he may be found.
Call on him while he is near.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, also those who experience persecution for their Christian faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all who care for them, and also for all who mourn the loss of a loved one, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray also for all recovering from times of trial and disaster. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
We also pray, Lord, for the needs and concerns of those gathered here, those things that are on their hearts and their minds, and for individuals known and unknown, that you would reach out to them with your help and your healing and your promises. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
We continue with the collect of the day. O God, the giver of all that is good, by your holy inspiration, grant that we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding, accomplish them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the collect for the word. Blessed Lord, you have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We join together in praying Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger, and I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We continue with the New Testament canticle.